Welcome to another episode of Life and Times with Music. As you know, I am the host, Brandon Janu, and like always on all podcast platforms I wear, Brandon Janu's show. Social media, Instagram, Threads, Brandon Janu, just Brandon Janu. That's it, Brandon Janu. On Instagram and Threads, Facebook, The Brandon Janu Show, and of course on TikTok. Brandon Janu Show is on TikTok. The Brandon Janu Show is Facebook. Brandon Janu is Instagram and Threads. And of course, like always, YouTube channel. Brandon Janu Show, man. Just go follow, subscribe to my YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody that's been commenting. You know, algorithms are, I'm assuming, is going up because of all of the content, but appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoy this, man. Like I said, this is Life of Times with Music, and we're getting to the closer to the end of the year, so I want to do some of my album breakdowns, man, some of my favorite albums of 2024. You know, so here's the first one of this, and hopefully I get through all these, and I can talk about all of these, you know, all of these this year. So, but I'm going to start it off with one of my favorite albums of the year, man. And that is one, the only, who else? J. Cole. Jermaine Cole, man. Hey, listen, man. J. Cole's had a great year, despite what people want to say. I don't give a shit about apologies. The man had a phenomenal 2024. The poet, author, Port Antonio song, all of the features that he's been on this year. But of course, he dropped, of course, an EP, a project, Might Delete Later. All of this leading into it. I wish this project would never came out in the mix of the beef. It kind of just got overtaken by it. I think that people don't give it its proper respect. I know he got nominated for a Grammy. He submitted it for a Grammy, got nominated. I don't think he's going to win it because just... If he's on a feature, he wins. But if he's actually physically doing it himself, he probably is not going to win it. And I really would be just like, that makes sense. Looking at the albums that he's gone up against in the Grammys, consideration-wise. Anyway. Let's go, man. So, this album was dope, man. It had 12 songs on it. In actuality, it had 12 songs on it. Of course, the last song was, of course, the 7-Minute Drill where he, you know, dissed Kendrick Lamar on it. But he took it off, so I did too. 11 tracks on this project. Like I said, incredible body of work, man. I love this album to death. I still listen to it. I still listen to it daily. Still songs off this project that is just... fire, absolute fucking fire. So I get into a track one, Pricey, featuring Young Dro, Gucci Man, Aria Lennox. Lyrical ability, man. This man just, his wordplay on this project was fucking fantastic. Even when we knew a couple of these songs were coming, it's the fact that he still, you know, the way he worded all of this music, man, the lyrical ability, especially on the first song, you could tell, like, this project is about to be something. Like, you could tell this project was about to be something. You know, Gucci speaking at the end of it, Young Dro speaking on the hook, Aria Lennox singing on the background vocals. Just the fact that Cole can just, again, lyrically, he's inclined to do everything that he has done, man. This is why I've always said Cole, to me, is the best rapper out of all three of them. I don't care how you want to slice it or dice it. The man, lyrically, is the best rapper. I've never heard of a song where Cole got out-rapped. I never heard it. I know people think they can find one. Find one. I help you find one because it's damn near impossible. The man is lyrically the best rapper in the game. I don't care what anybody say. Anybody that sit there and try to act like he isn't is crazy to me. And this is one of those prime examples What do you say? Climbed about the trenches. What do you say? Climbed about the trenches with the shortest of attentions. Yo, this, like the man, fuck the word, lyrically, like oh man, this song was so dope, man. It started off, like I said, Young Dro. You know, speaking on the hook, and then of course Gucci Mane, pretty much just speaking at the end of the song, just set it off perfectly. Which leads to track two, Crocodile Tears, which if you watch the My Delete Later that he posts on YouTube, part one, you saw him actually rapping this song. It was like a full, it wasn't a full video, but it was pretty much a video. And you saw it coming. You was like, oh shit, oh wait a minute. And it happened so quick, and it's just like he was like talking, then it just went right into the video. I was like, what the fuck is this? Again, lyrical excellence. Now, I don't think he was throwing shots at anybody. Somebody was like, oh, he's throwing shots at Drake. Everybody thinks niggas be throwing shots at Drake. I don't know what the fuck people be talking about. I don't get it. Some people was like, oh, he's throwing shots at Future, and then he ended up on Future's project. I don't fucking get people's thought process. But again, this is the world we live in right now. Everybody thinks somebody's throwing shots at someone. And that's the thing, but yeah, man. Crocodile Tears was the shit. Fire track. Track three. Ready 24. Listen, featuring Cam'ron. If you like me, I'm 30 years old. I grew up in Dipset era, early 2000s, Dipset. So I'm ready off of the Dipset project. And Colden takes it and raps on it. That's like, bro, my favorite rapper rapping on one of my favorite groups of all time in Dipset. Yeah, this makes sense to me. That I'm Ready beat is also one of the dopest beats ever, man. So yeah, Cam'ron also rapping on this was dope. Like to hear Cam'ron also go bar for bar, I won't say bar for bar. That's tough thing to do. But for Cam'ron to get on this with Cole and rap, now this goes back to Cole and Cam'ron doing the intro to Off Season. You know, off the first song off Off Season, which is the first thing you hear off Off Season, is Cam'ron. You hear Cam'ron, you know, speaking, leading you into the Cole verse off of 95 South. So it was dope to see them two collab once again. This time, Cam'ron actually was rapping on his own. So legendary. Track four, Hunt Rabbits. This is such a funny song, but it's so fucking good. It's dope, man. It's a dope fucking song, man. Again, him just fucking around with lyrical ability. Just him just testing his own ability with the wordplay. And I think that just the way he was on this song was just one of them songs that would you like I said, the beat was kind of like funny. It was like, and you heard it also in one of the My Delete Later videos as well. But then you hear the song, you listen to it, you're like, man, this motherfucker can rap, bro. Like this shit is crazy. Which leads to, and of course, Hunt Rabbits is, you know, Elmer Fudd, Bugs Bunny. It's just like, you know, childhood again. Which leads into track five, HYB, featuring Vaas and Central C. I went to Drake's concert a couple years ago, a year ago, and Central C was one of the opening acts at the show. Came out, did a couple songs. I saw him perform before. I'm like, okay, dude, kind of got some. Never really listened to Central C like that. I've seen him do a freestyle with Drake, but I really wasn't a huge Central C fan. This song definitely didn't make me a huge Central C fan, but I was like, well, if you could hold your own with Cole on a song at something, this felt like a UK beat. It felt like something that, you know, Central C would, you know, sound like something that Drake would do with Central C. And the fact that Boz and Cole caught the beat like they did and absolutely killed it is dope. Central C also, like I said, Central C did his thing on the song. I'm not gonna sit up here and act like the man was bad. He did his thing on the song. Again, if you watched the My Delete Later, part two, you saw him kind of announce the Audi 500s, Audi 5000s shoes that Cole was working on. And this was the song that was playing. So you kind of knew this again was coming. You knew the song was coming. You're like, okay, this is a dope song, fire. And then it drops, and you're like, oh, this shit really fire. Hold on, okay, this shit really is fire. So, yeah, dope song. Track six, Fever. A lot of people don't like this song. I don't know why. I don't know why a lot of people. I guess when you go from lyrical to I love and I need a. Like, you're like, what the fuck is this? It's a dope song. I know people don't like it, but it's a fucking fire song. I get people that are like, no, this song suck. It's actually a dope song. I'm not disagree with this song. I think this song's kind of like some fun that he did, and it was cool. I don't. But y'all get overly emotional with shit like this. It's like, bro, it kind of also gave you a brief before he got back into the lyrical shit. And that's what it was. It was a buffer, which goes right into track seven, Sticks and Stones, which she just fucking lyrically just murdered. Oh my God. What he said, Sticks and Stones, but break your bones, but saying my word, but saying my name in a verse will kill. What he said, nigga said, nigga, we are. Nigga said, my number ones come from burgers. My number ones come from albums. Yours come from burgers and fries to go. Go against me, your eyes are low. I ain't even got no ops for real. I did everything. I'm about to chill. To get my props, I'm about to chill. Curves on tops of hills. Bad bitch, I'm still. Like, all that nigga was rapping, bro. You like just sitting there like, damn, nigga. Like, hat trick on three bodies and tell them go like E-40. What? Ah. Niggas don't want that smoke with me. I'm one of the ones. Yo, that nigga was rapping. You like, yo, this nigga lyrically just killing this shit. Oh no, bro. This nigga. Yo, that nigga killed that shit. Sticks and Stones is one of the best lyrical songs, man. Verses, man. That nigga raps his ass off on Sticks and Stones, bro. Like, oh, man. And then track eight is just like, should be sitting in a shrine somewhere when it comes to rap. Like it should just be sitting in a shrine somewhere on his own level. And then it's like it and then there was a track eight. It's called Pie that J. Cole, Av Solo, and Daylight rapped on. And it was just like, and we sit it here under this light with a wine bottle. Just to show love to it every so often, just to be like, oh, that song's there too. Yeah, that shit is whoo, lyrical excellence. It's just like, bro, the fact that Ab Solo and Daylight are literally having a conversation. This shit is like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, them two just lyrically just do 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 do. And then they stop, and then Cole comes in. And he's just like, oh, this is different. See, here's the point. See, here's the funny part. Now that we know this, Ab Solo and Daylight. A TDE, which means they're affiliated with Kendrick. People have always said J. Cole was dissing Kendrick on Pie. You think J. Cole would be dissing Kendrick on Pie if both of them dudes were affiliated with Kendrick and they knew who he was talking about? The shit people be saying just make you sit there and be like, that shit don't make no sense. Why would that? Just people, that's how people move. That's how people think. Yeah, not very intelligent nowadays. Just be saying shit. But that's the thing. This song was goated. Goated. May or may not be in my top 10 of the 2024 songs that I'm doing. But that bitch was fire, man. That bitch was fire, man. Number nine, Stealth Mode, featuring Boz. Dope song. It kind of feels like something that you could, if Cole was the type of guy that was, if Cole was the type of guy that would do the number one and try to get the hits, I could see this shit fly. I could see Stealth Mode fly for a hit single. I could see it. So, yeah. Track 10, 3001. Again, you saw My Delete Later Part 2. You saw this song come up, and you was like, oh, shit. You saw the song, and you were like, oh, shit. Him riding a bike, talking about riding a bike. Dope. Dope, dope, dope. And the shit, fire, bro. 3001 is a fucking dope ass fucking song. Anybody that's sitting there trying to play like it isn't, you lying your ass off. And of course, track 11, which is the iconic Trade of Truth in Ibiza. This shit is so peaceful and serene. You listen to the shit and you just be like, damn. Yeah, like you should be listening to this shit and be like, damn. This shit is so peaceful, bro. Like, that shit is a. To end the album like that, which is not so over the top, it's not. It's just so fucking calm and cool and collected with the wordplay. And you just like sitting there like, damn, this shit is. Yeah. He could have started this album with that song and you would have been like, damn, we started off like this. What the fuck is gonna happen next? It's that type of energy, man. Like, yeah, man. Trade of Truth in Ibiza is the dopest song off this project. I know a lot of people love it, and it needs to be loved. It's one of those songs that I think, again, like I said, I think kind of got through without all the bullshit. Even with the bullshit, I think a lot of people gave it props for being as amazing as it was. So. Yeah. All in all, man, My Delete Later is a dope ass fucking song. Anybody that sits there and tries to act like My Delete Later is not a dope ass album, a dope ass album is lying to you. You need to stop lying. I get it. It happened at the height of the at the beginning of the beef, so a lot of people try to downplay it. Cole didn't apologize, and everybody was trying to downplay it and diss it and talk shit about it. But it's like, bro. Cole is one of those rappers that, like I've always said, like no matter what, is not gonna change me. Like I said, a year does not change what I've always felt for 15 fucking years. That Cole and Drake are two of the best artists to ever do it. Love Kendrick. Think Kendrick's one of those guys, but at the same time, it's like that's a reason for why Cole is always considered one of the best rappers. The man has shown you for 2.5, 3 years. When he is a lyrical guy, he just out rap anybody. And that's the thing, man. So yeah, man. But My Delete Later as an album for 2024, yeah. For album as for 2024, yeah, it's one of my favorite albums. Like I just saw it on Apple. Apple sent me my recap of all my music that I played this. 2025, I'm pretty much gonna be the same. Because the year review was pretty much Drake and Cole. So it's just like, yeah, I had 1 month where I did had a whole different artist, which was, a whole different artist, which was, I think March was like Justin Timberlake, but Justin Timberlake dropped the album that was really dope. So yeah, but yeah, if you have not listened to My Delete Later, which I don't know how, go listen to it. I don't know if he's gonna win a Grammy. I do not know. I really don't. But if it does, great. It deserves it. But if it doesn't, Cole is truly one of those artists that awards don't really define his career. The accomplishments, the achievements don't really define his career. His legacy is already cemented. And I think that's the thing about it. So, yeah. I said, got a couple more albums to go for the end of the year. So stay tuned for that. Until next time, I am Brand Janu. I am Brand Janu. This is the Brand Janu Show. Life and Times of Music. Peace.